This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Despite what we might have missed from material things. Our Imam Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, amongst his sayings, "Inna min na'im al-dunya katfiyat al-Islam ni'matan." From the blessings of this world is that Islam suffices as a blessing. Wa kafa bihi ni'am. Sufficient for us. Last week in another video, discussing the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'ullah al-Husna, the beautiful names of Allah. And we mentioned, by way of introduction, the importance of these names for us, especially in these days and times. Because it's very easy, especially for students at a university, perhaps one of the most secular universities in this country, to become secularized in our thinking. In other words, to be able to conceptualize or to say or to inherit the appellation Muslim, but not truly internalizing and actualizing to the depths of our being the reality of the unseen. And so that would include the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the reality of Jannah, the reality of heaven, the reality of Jahannam, the reality of hell, and other aspects from the unseen realm. So if we don't know the name of a person, we can't begin to know that person. They're just a stranger to us. When we learn their names, and we learn their attributes and their characteristics, at that point we can say, we know that person. So a stranger walks by, do you know that person? No. You don't know their names, you don't know any of their attributes, their qualities, their characteristics. And so it's important for us to know the names of Allah as a key for us to begin to truly know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we know the names of Allah. We know the meanings associated with Allah, then we move our Creator from the realm of the abstract into the realm of the perceptive, the perceivable. So we mentioned last week the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Malik, Al-Quddus, Al-Salam, Al-Mu'min. And we stop there. So we'll continue because some people were at that khutbah, we don't want to bore them by repeating that. So we start with Al-Muhaymin. Al-Muhaymin, his general meaning, is said to be kalimatun jami'atun li jami' al-fadli wal-khayr. That all manifestations of virtue and good are gathered in this world. All manifestations of virtue and good are gathered together in this world. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all good. Allah ta'ala is the source of all virtue. There's no virtue we enjoy except that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with that virtue. There's no good that we enjoy except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with that good. You're here at this university, each and every one of you, no matter how intelligent you are. You know someone more intelligent than you from your friends, but they're not here. You're here. And if there's any good in that, it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's given to you, but He's denied others. And so we should understand that, but we should also understand, or we should endeavor, as we're instructed, تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. to adorn yourself with the character traits of Allah. And so as relates to this name, we should try our might and name to be a repository of virtue and good. When Allah Ta'ala reminds us of Ibrahim alayhi salam, إِنَّ إِبْرَهِيمَ كَانَ أُمَّةً قَانِتًا لِلَّهِ, that Ibrahim was an ummah. One meaning of that, he was a leader. For ummah, alif meem, we get imam, alif meem. So he was an imam, he was a leader. But it also means that he was a repository of virtue and good. Qualities that would be scattered throughout the ummah and select individuals. This individual is extremely honest. This individual is extremely courageous. This individual is extremely faithful, etc. They were epitomized, each and every one of them, in Ibrahim alayhi salam. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillah. And so we should strive to be paragons of virtue, paragons of good. And we shouldn't shy away from that. Some people, even some Muslims, shy away from that because they fear they might be ridiculed. Oh, she thinks she's Miss Goody Two Shoes. He thinks he's all that. And we make no claims. We don't say we're virtuous. We don't say we're good. But we try our best to be virtuous. And we try our best to be good. Why? For this? Because we're not living for the people that might criticize us. One of the characteristics of the believers, and we should beware of this, because the people who are ashamed of being a Muslim, the people who are walking around with their heads held low and despondency in their heart because of this so-called Islamophobic climate, so-called, is more illusionary than real. If those people don't take pride in this religion, and if they don't work for this religion, and if they don't strive for it because they believe it has something good to offer humanity, Allah will bring another people. As He says to us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, He's addressing us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu man yartadda minkum an deenih, fasawfa yati Allahu biqawmin yuhibbuhum yuhibbuna. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. O you believers, whoever turns back from helping this deen, so al-irtidad here, مَنْ يَرْتَدْ مِنْكُمْ, it's not irtidad aqdi, it's not in aqeela, it's not in belief, it's in assisting and working and helping the religion. May يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ نُسْوَةِ هَذَا الدِّينِ. If you turn back from helping this religion, Allah will bring another people whom He will love and they will love Him. That's their first characteristic. They will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning their love for Allah will be greater than their love for anything else. Because we, إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعًا, as the poet said, the one who loves somebody, they obey them. And if we love someone more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's who we obey. That's who we imitate. We want to dress like them. And not like according to what's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to look like them. We want to smell like them. Yes. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَشَكُوا حُبَّ لِلَّهِ, those who believe are more intense in their love for Allah than their love for anything or anyone else, meaning their first obedience is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعًا, one who loves someone, they obey them. And so he says these people will love Allah, they will love Him. يُحِبُّهُمْ, He will love them. يُحِبُّونَ, and they will love Him. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, they'll be gentle to the believers. أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, and they'll be firm in the face of those arrogant rejectors of the faith. So not ordinary people who might not be Muslim. Allah Ta'ala tells us, لَا يَنْحَلْكُمُ اللَّهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَيُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah doesn't forbid you concerning those who have not fought you, nor driven from your homes, driven you from your homes, that you are good and equitable in your treatment of them. But those arrogant people, and those people who are wreaking havoc upon humanity, those people who are orchestrating a policy that are pushing Muslims from their lands and tearing them away from their home and murdering their children, the Muslim believers should be firm with them. A'izzatin al-kafirin, yujahiduna fi sabilillah. They struggle in the way of Allah. In all manifestations of struggle, now the relevant struggles for us, there's the struggle of working to stop some of these oppressive policies. It's worth the struggle to educate ourselves, to take advantage of the opportunities we have that no other community in this ummah has. We have access to educational institutions at every level. Even if we fail at first, we can go to community college because we just totally messed up in high school. We're acting like some Supreme Court nominees in high school, totally messing up, raising jeopardy. But we're smart, we're intelligent. We could go to community college, get serious, raise our grades, transfer to UC Berkeley, or Stanford, for that matter. Right? We can go to DeVry. We can go to a technical college. We can learn a skill. We have options. Many Muslims, they only have one option. That's the national university. And if they don't make it into the national university, that's it. But they, even before they get there, if they don't make it successfully from high school to junior high school, that's it. Sixth grade, they go apprentice with an auto mechanic. Or go apprentice with the baker. That's it, they're done. But Allah has blessed us with these resources. And so our struggle is to take advantage of them on behalf of this ummah and on behalf of those who don't have this opportunity. That's our jihad and the many other manifestations. The important thing, yujahiduna fi sabilillah, they struggle. They don't look at life as just sailing down the river of serendipity on the good ship Lollipop. They understand life is a struggle. Life is serious. We have our moments of happiness. We have our moments of celebration. We have our Eid. We have our Jumu'ah. We have our weddings. We have our feasts. But those are punctuation marks on sentences of seriousness. We've given a mentality where our whole life should be fun and life should be a party, and then we try to punctuate it with moments of seriousness. We turn it around, and that's one of the signs of the end of time. Qalb al-haqa'iq. The true reality of things will be turned around. We look at pictures of teenagers from the 19th century. There's a young man, he's 14 years old, and he's there with his 13-year-old wife, which was lawful in those days, to get married that young. And he's serious, and we get scared looking at them. Man, this kid's really serious. Well, he's a grown man. He can become a father. She's a grown woman. She can become a mother. And there's no Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and Goofy. There's life. And when we transfer the seriousness of life into fun and games and party, when it's time to get serious, we don't know how to get serious. And we have a nervous breakdown and end up on Prozac or something. So Allah is telling us life is serious. وَجَاهِدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ إِنَّكَ كَادِحٌ إِلَى رَبِّكَ كَدْحًا فَمُلَاقِيهِ. Life is serious, but it has its moments of fun and relaxation and enjoyment. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَهِ. There are three criticism of the criticizer. We have Muslims who are chasing the acceptance of people who are evil and devious and rotten to the core, who have no belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the divine prophethood anywhere in their hearts. Who cares if they accept us or not? Who are they that we compromise our religion for them? We So Allah says, those people, they won't fear the criticism of the criticizer. Criticize me all you want. As long as I'm not criticized by my Lord, then it's all right. وَلَا يَخَفُقْ لَمَا تَلَقْ ذَلِكَ فَقْرُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. We just said every virtue, every good comes from Allah. That's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ فَقْرُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah is most expansive in His bounties, and He's most knowledgeable as to where to place them, and as with whom to place them. So this is a muhaymin, and so we should try to be muhaymin. We should try to be good people, and we don't care if people say they think they're all that, they think they're goody-two-shoes. We don't think anything. We're trying to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepare for death, which is something they don't even acknowledge. They're so busy partying and having fun and acting a fool, they forget they're going to die and they can die any moment. We just buried a 13-year-old child last weekend. It's a reminder. Death suddenly. Death doesn't give a warning. Come to you and say, you know, listen, hey, you know, you're going to die in 2 weeks, so you better get it together. And you've been messing up. 2 weeks, you know, tawbah, repentance, you're all right, you'll be straight. No, death doesn't come like that. Death comes when you're acting a fool sometimes. Death comes when you don't know if you really want to be a Muslim sometimes. Death comes unexpectedly. Al-Muhaymin al-Aziz. Aziz is rare and precious. Allah is rare. Nadir, He's alone. Fart, Samad, Azawajal. And some of the ulama say there's no takhalik, there's no human manifesting of this quality. But relatively speaking, there is, in the sense that we should try to be that exceptional person in our character, in our studies, our intellect, our worship. We should strive to be that rare person. Al-Aziz al-Jabbar, the compeller. We can't compel anyone. Allah is the al-Jabbar. But there's another meaning of Jabbar. So we say, Jabbartul Kasra, that he mended the wound. And so Allah is a Jabbar in that sense also, that Allah mends wounds and Allah brings healing. And so we should be people who endeavor to heal the wounds that people are suffering. And not just their physical wounds, the wounds of their hearts. People are suffering what we call the diseases of despair. You look at the suicide rates in this country. 123 people every day are committing suicide. There are almost 4,000 suicide attempts in this country, which means there's far more, because many of them aren't reported. There are 241 alcohol consumption deaths, not alcohol-related deaths. There are probably 500 of those. Car accidents, domestic violence, etc. That, and fits of drunken rage. People kill people or get in accidents. But consumption is drinking too much. 241 every day. 123 suicides. 170 fatal opioid overdoses. These are called diseases of despair. These diseases of despair are an indication that people's hearts are hurting. And the Muslims should be al-Jabbar, Jabbari. We should be the people who are healing people's hearts. We should be the people who are healing the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful earth, and He's established these ecosystems and established balance between them. And He tells us, don't disrupt the balance I've established. Don't disrupt the balance. But the balance has been disrupted, and the earth is wounded. And we should be in the forefront of those people endeavoring to heal the earth. And yes, it's a daunting challenge. We should be amongst those people trying to set things in order. So they said his name, Jabbar, from this aspect, moving away from the compelling aspect, and Muslim, the one who sets things in order after they've been corrupted. We should see that as our duty. Al-Jabbar, Mutakabbir. Mutakabbir is another name. Some say there's no human manifestation to arrogate oneself and to be lofty and above. This is bihaqillah. When Al-Izzan Abdus Salam, in a chapter in the book related to At-Takhalluq bi Akhlaqillah, adorn yourself with the character traits of Allah, he said there is a fitting human manifestation of this particular name. And that is, they elevate themselves and arrogate themselves above that which is lowly and vile. In other words, I'm better than that. I'm better than that. You want me to do this? I'm better than that. You want me to drink until I vomit on myself and almost pass out and expose myself to splitting headaches, and my entire day there's no productivity because I can't study. All I can do is lay in bed and take Advil and pray that my headache's going to go away. I'm better than that. And to keep who I'm that. I'm too good for that. That's a human manifestation of a mutakabbir. So may Allah give us tawfiq. Time doesn't allow to go beyond these couple of names, these few names. But may Allah give us tawfiq. May Allah bless us to internalize these meanings. And may Allah Ta'ala bless us to understand that these descriptions of our Lord, may He bless us to make our Lord real for us. And to internalize the reality of our Lord and the depths of our soul. And then everything our Lord has informed us of through the Qur'an and through His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we internalize that to the depths of our soul. And that we love and we obey our Lord. As He said, those people He will bring if we turn back. That will be their quality. And that will be their characteristic. So let us not be the ones who are replaced. Let us be the one Allah replaces those who refuse to do the job with. ذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَا قَوْمِ اسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا حبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الحمد لله. Someone listening to the first khutbah, they might think, where is the joy in life? The joy in life is not to be found in material things. The joy in life is to be found in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The joy in life is to be found and the realization that we're the recipients of Allah's mercy, starting as we started with the mercy of Islam. And we're the recipients of Allah's grace. The grace are undeserved blessings. Allah gives freely. He graces us with that which we don't deserve. He doesn't bless and extend His blessings to us based on our merits. He extends it freely to whomsoever He pleases. But that's the worldly, material blessings, but He only gives deen to those He loves. He gives the world freely to everyone, but He only gives deen to those He loves. And so Allah Ta'ala instructs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ, say O Muhammad, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Say O Muhammad, in the grace of Allah, بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, and in His mercy, and this that them rejoice, it is greater than anything they can gather from this world. So, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, we'll return to rahmah, because we didn't mention this last week, so it's not redundant. For those who had last week's khutbah, it's a rahmah, huwa at-tafaddul. Amongst the meanings of here, tafaddul, amongst the meanings of mercy, is giving preference. So when the mother bird comes back with a worm, she could have eaten the worm, but she gives preference to the little birdies in the nest, and she gives them the worm. Actually, she eats it, then she regurgitates it so they can handle it. So she gives them the worm. You know, the penguins, some of you have seen the march of the penguins. When they march through the cold and the blizzard to go to the sea and they stock up on fish, they could all just digest it all, but they save it and they go back through the ice and the cold and the snow of the Antarctic, and then they feed the baby penguins. And so they give preference to the babies. And so that's one of the meanings of tafaddul. And so we should be people, we should be mutafaddilin, people who can give preference to others. Now people are just screaming, my rights, my rights, my rights. I'm going to say something very controversial. I hope you don't throw shoes at me. Well, it's just to make a point. I was somewhere and I mentioned that it's wrong for a grown biological man, bigger than me, to go into a woman's bathroom because he wakes up one day and thinks he's a woman, or wants to be a woman. And so his gender identity allows him to go to the woman's bathroom. So I said that if someone protested against that, that you're denying the rights of transgender people. I'll tell you, those women in that bathroom don't have rights. So I said, you're guilty of what you're accusing me of. You're saying I'm violating their rights, but you don't acknowledge the rights of those women. And the guy could be faking. Like you read these stories of these people who go to the women's prison and start raping the prisoners. So those women don't have rights? So what is my point? My point, and Mutafaddil looks at the rights of others first, and isn't just obsessed with their rights. Our obsession should be with our responsibilities, because fulfilling our responsibilities is what's going to get us to Jannah, not securing our rights. If our rights are secured, this might give us a higher station in Jannah, because Allah loves those who are oppressed. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said Mu'adh ibn Jabal and Ali ibn Abi Talib to Yemen, the last of his instruction, tell them that there's la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, then if they accept that, the five prayers, if they accept that, etc. The last of his instruction, وَإِيَّاكَ وَدَعْوَةَ الْمَضْمُونَ فَلَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٌ. And beware of the prayer of an oppressed person, because between that person and Allah, there's no hijab, there's no veil. Why? Because Allah loves that person. And so not securing our rights might give us a higher station in Jannah because of the love of Allah for the oppressed. But it's our responsibilities, it's undertaking and fulfilling our responsibilities that will get us into Jannah. And so we'll conclude where we started, the secularizing of our minds. When our minds are secularized, we don't think about Jannah. Because the materialized the end, there's no reward for that. I'll just be further oppressed in this world. Where will you be in Jannah? Where will you be in Jannah? And so in conclusion, I'm not saying renounce your rights, etc. But I'm saying, if you don't get it, or them, or all of them, or some of them, understand, if you patiently persevere in dealing with the hardship that that involves, you're only elevating your station in general with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's more to life, there's more to reality than this world. Never forget that. And if you don't believe that, then you're not a believer. Because one of the foundations of Iman is belief in the unseen and the belief in Yawm al-Akhir and what comes after the last day. Allahumma waffiq al-Muslimin wal-Muslimat, wal-Mu'mineen wal-Mu'minat.